Splash, play. Splash your sails. Splash your sails. Hey with A, me, Quinn Lee. Splash your sails. Starting now with A, me, Quinn Lee. Go. What up, fools? Welcome to the Splash Your Sails podcast. I'm your host, Amy Quinley, and today we're here to recap Jeff Lewis Live for the week of April 15th to the 19th. But first, you guys, I'm so fucking livid. I wasn't 10 minutes ago. I was fine 10 minutes ago. Everything was fine. Thanks for asking. Now it's not. Now it's fucking not. And it's all because of Taylor Swift. And Jeff Lewis, too, because I wouldn't have even known about this for a few more hours, but Jeff Lewis, he let my mind wander, and so I started to, as they were wrapping up today's show, I was just trying to entertain myself through the dark webs of the interworld, and dark world of the interwebs. Let's switch to that one instead. And basically, I saw that the entire collective internet is talking about Taylor Swift's new album and how one song in particular takes aim at Kim Kardashian. However, does Taylor use Kim's name specifically in her song? No, of course not. Why would Taylor address anything head the fuck on? No, instead she pulls a Jeff Lewis and uses all these innuendos and hides under these different metaphors and analogies and receipts, lies, screenshots, proof. What the fuck did Heather Gay say in her scripted scene in Real Housewives of Salt Lake City this season? I don't take any of that shit seriously anymore. I can't with Bravo. Bravo needs to sit down for a little bit.
Back to fucking Taylor. Fuck you, Taylor.
This name she decided to use as a metaphor for Kim Kardashian is Amy. It's Amy. Did you guess by now? It's fucking Amy. Is it how we spell it? No. Is it how I spell it in my real life? No, because we already know that Amy Quinn, A-M-Y Quinn, is a porn star. She's an actress. She's a doctor down the street. She's a psychologist that my friend has. Like, everybody knows an Amy Quinn. I'm not everybody. I gotta pull a Patrick and Paul, who, if you haven't figured it out by now, it's really Patrick and Paul from down the street. But now we do Patrick and Paul. Paul. A two. Bless you. And, Amy Quinley, great. We'll go with that instead so that I can have a name that isn't the same as a porn star. But instead, Taylor chose to fuck all of these Amys over. And now all she sings about is, fuck you, Amy. And I think it's disturbing. I find it disturbing on so many levels. First of all, if my name wasn't Amy, I would not give a fuck. But today we're here giving all the fucks. Because Taylor, like, everybody before they even played the song, just because of the way she spelled it, she kept everything lowercase except for capitalizing K-I-M. So obviously the song's about Kim. Even in the song, Taylor addresses it at the very end, being like, I'm using a fake name during this, but you and I will know who the fuck we're talking about. Except guess what, Taylor? It's not just you and Kim that know who the fuck you're talking about. The entire world figured it out, again, before even listening to the goddamn motherfucking song. So, again, if you're going to take shots at somebody, just be fucking direct, because now you got all these fools singing, fuck you, Amy, or however, I forget the tune. I'm like, ba-da-ba-ba, fuck you, Amy. No, but I'm just saying it's so fucking annoying because now all these people are like, fuck you, Amy, singing it, whatever. And I get that the song's called Thank You, Amy, but it's really, she sings in the song like howling at the night sky. Fuck you, Amy. And so now all of my frenemies from past lives are going to be, because even in this, she's like, Amy, you've never changed. I bet you're still a piece of shit. And it's just like, The song's about Kim. Kim's never changed. Us Amy's, we're doing great. Again, thank you for fucking asking. So fuck you, Taylor Swift. Use real fucking names next time and leave Amy's out of it. God fucking damn it, girl. I tried to defend you over the years. I tried to defend you, me love. Not anymore. Fuck you, Taylor. Cause you use my goddamn name inside your song. And I wanna tell all of the other Amys that I love you. And you're perfect, babies. You did nothing wrong.
All right, that's my PSAs for Amy's. And again, fuck Taylor Swift just for that one song. Otherwise, we love her. All right, moving on to the Monday episode of Jeff Lewis Live. We had Colton above cement. Oh my God, is this episode over yet? Why? No, it's not above cement. It's underwood. It's underwood. It's not funny. I'm just already delusional. Okay, Colton Underwood and Monica Casey.
Fuck you, Taylor. Cause you use my goddamn name inside your song.
Fuck you. I can't stop singing it. I'm so annoyed. I'm literally at a 12 right now because
fuck you, Taylor. Dumbass bitch, leave my name out your mouth. Bitch.
Okay, so back to Colton above cement. Again, not funny. All right. Colton was on Bachelor in Paradise. Bip, bip, hooray! Bip, bip, hooray! I'm okay, I promise. Well, you know, yeah, I'm okay. All right, so apparently, Colton lets us know that the cast is only allowed to bring two pieces of luggage when they travel to paradise. So Colton packed one suitcase, and then he packed another box that was just a Home Depot air conditioner, because he hates being hot. But you gotta file this idea under things that sound genius, but fail in execution. That absolutely fails in execution. Like, I could see Colton being like, oh, I'm just gonna pack mesh tank tops only in my one giant suitcase. And then instead of another piece of luggage, I'll bring you an air conditioner and everybody will love me forever and suck my dick. However, here's the thing. You're filming a reality show, and Bachelor in Paradise is probably even shorter time span than the actual Bachelor. And they all shared one room with like a bunch of bunk beds and no doors, I guess. And so you have your air conditioner in the same room where everybody else is, and there's no door, so the air's just escaping out of it. And then because the filming is such a short period of time, the producers need to squeeze as much out of you as you can. You guys are really just a bunch of lemons there, and the producers are trying to squeeze you, trying to make some lemonade out of you, and so you're not going to be in that room at all. If anything, the genius producers are the ones that will be in your room. Like, they'll send you guys outside to do activities, to mingle by the pool, do whatever the fuck to get you out of your room so that they can make a goddamn TV show with some appealing scenery behind them instead of really just cement walls, kind of like Colton's parallel universe last name above cement. I really want to make a not a reality show. Life is already a reality show. I want to make a what's it called? Oh my God, I'm so dumb. I just think of, I went to the library earlier, so I'm like nonfiction. I want to make a nonfiction show. Are TV shows categorized like that? I don't know. Whatever. I just want to make one about a parallel universe. That was all. I was just trying to get out of that. Guys, I just came back from vacation. I'm a little under the weather. I was just in paradise myself, but they had an AC there, so I didn't need to bring one. Okay, but back to Colton. Like, why do you think they would want you to be cold? Why do you think they would want you to be cold? They want you to be as naked as possible. What gets people naked the fastest? Remember what Nelly told us? When it gets hot in her, we take off all our clothes. So, of course, they're going to keep it hot and spicy in the Bachelor in Paradise bedrooms. I bet, if anything, the producers cut the electrical cords in the back of Colton's home AC unit that he brought in. Like, yeah, sure, Colton, we'll plug this in for you, bud. Don't worry about it. Snip, snip, snip. Oh, no, I think a wire tripped. Okay, so then Jeff and Colton talk about how their shows are international. And by international for Jeff, I mean JLL is at least in Canada. I don't know where else it travels. But in the app, I'm sure it's not I'm sure it's still not accessible everywhere because the SiriusXM app sucks, if you ask me. I just don't get how you can reboot something and, like, put so much more money into something. And SiriusXM, their app sucked before. Then they invested a ton of money into it, and it still sucks. Like, that's just unacceptable to me in today's day and age. But, again, what the fuck do I know? But Colton Underwood, he was like, oh my God, Canadians are kind of tough. Like, I've met some good ones, but they're a little tougher. They're a little rough around the edges. I agree. Everybody's obsessed with, like, Canadians are so nice, so nice. And I'm like, what? It says who? When? Where? Where? How? Where? What stereotype? How did you guys get stuck with that? Because that's never been my experience. Not that they're mean. Not that they're mean. They're not going to, like, push you down into the gully. But what's even a gully? A fern gully? No, but it's just, like, they're not overly nice. I don't know. I feel like my own neighborhood is nicer than I was in. I've been to Canada a couple times, and the girls were a little mean. The guys were a little weird. That was all. That was nothing to write home about, but nothing. Yeah, I've had more fun on a plane with the strangers from New England. That's one stereotype I never understood. Canadians being nice. I'm like, I think Americans are nicer, but to me, we're just better at everything, right? Isn't that the rural American way? Jokes. I think Swedish. The Swedes. Swedes is basically, I don't know. No one, we're all evil a little bit and not at the same time. Okay, moving on to the Tuesday episode. We had Eden Sassoon and Kelly Wagner. Wag that ner. I said a wag her ner. I said she wag her ner. I said she wag that motherfucking ner. Bitch. Wagner. Bitch. Okay, so to me, so Jeff Lewis and Eden and Kelly, they all grew up together or went to college together. That's basically growing up. You're still such a little baby in college. And to me, it just felt like, you know, they're doing all those reunion shows, like the Real World reunion 20 years later. Even if you didn't watch it, maybe you heard about it. There was this show called The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills on E! Channel just like 5 years ago, maybe. It was only, I think, 2 seasons. But listening to Jeff, Kelly, and Eden talk, it sounded like a 20-year reunion of, like, The Rich Kids of Beverly Hills all grown up. It made me laugh because they're all very much from very not poor families. And so remember Anna Wintour, or what was that girl? Anna from Inventing Anna. Yeah, that one. So, but you know, you can't help it. You can't help that you were born into wealth. So I'm sure we would all prefer, because once Eden started talking about her life, like, I feel like I was similar, where Eden was always, like, nitpicked, you know, it's like, brush your hair, do this, put on makeup, why are you wearing that, you should be wearing this, da-da-da-da-da, and, like, people are always just on you about how you look, and that's how it, and I hate it. I'm like, get the fuck, so if I could be in a poor family that didn't do that, I would prefer that than a rich family that just nitpicks you all day long. Goddamn nitpick Nellies. Why can't Taylor Swift sing about goddamn nitpicking Nellies instead of Amy's? Actually, Beyonce should. That sounds more country. Nitpick Nellies. We didn't even talk about this, but I'm so confused with Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album because I don't know what defines a genre, but if you played that for me, her whole, I would have never been like, this is a country album right here. I would have just been like, oh, this is a Beyonce album. Like, I don't, what's cut, what was cut, I don't want to get into it, all of that. Okay, so Kelly Wagner, growing up in college, she delivered pizza from like Pizza Hut or something. And Jeff, he was like, he was like, is that like the equivalent to an Uber driver in today's world? And I was like, no, Jeff, it's like equivalent to like a pizza delivery driver in today's world. Like, what the? She's like, I deliver pizza for pizza. And he's like, oh, is that equivalent? I'm like, Pete, that's still a job. Pizza Hut still exists and they still have their own delivery drivers. Not even through Uber Eats, not even through DoorDash, not even anything. I see the Domino's car flying down the street all the time. So it's just for him to be like, what's the equivalent of a pizza driver 40 years ago to right now? It's like, still a pizza delivery driver. That's still, it's still an occupation, sir. Love it. Okay, so Eden Sassoon, if anyone didn't know, her dad owns the Mecca empire known as Vital Sassoon. Viden Sassoon, the nicest Sassoon around. Remember, because we said the Swedes might be nice. I don't know. And he like made a bunch of hair salon products, etc. I don't know. If you guys didn't have a Vital, it was Vital in my life. So let's go with that. A Vital Sassoon hair straightener growing up, then who were you? No, you're probably a wicked cool kid who didn't give a shit about doing their hair every 5 seconds. But again, when you have a Nitpick Nellies all over you, just nitpicking your life away, yeah, you kind of notice all your fucking flaws. But I really do think that Eden's dad killed my hair he killed all of my hair cells and any chance for it to grow into anything except a stack of hay on my head. No, but he definitely burnt my hair to a crisp in my youth. And Jeff was saying that he found an unfavorable article about her dad when he was researching and that her brother did. And Jeff was like, that's just confusing to me because I've known you for so long and you've always talked so highly about your dad. So it just is always so surprising when two people who grew up in the same house have two completely different interpretations about what's going on and or like what their experience was or how their parents were to them, whatever. And I do just want to say, because I mean, every family has their own dynamics and own issues and all of that. Obviously, I don't need to tell you guys that, but it's just the reason, Jeff, the reason that two people who grew up in the exact same house under the exact same conditions, exact same parents, exact same whatever, can have two different experiences is because they did have two different experiences. Like, again, everybody is a snowflake from their personality to their looks, unless you're an identical twin, then you're an identical snowflake. But other than that, we're all fucking different. And so you have different reactions to things, different sensitivities to things, but also parents do treat different children differently a lot of times. And so it's just like, for me personally, being the youngest, there were so many times when all my siblings, they were gone. They were in school. They were whatever. I was the one with certain parents. So like, I had a very different experience. So that's why, because we did have different experiences. So I'm not saying, I don't fucking know Vital Sassoon, Eden's dad, for anything other than, again, the man who burned my hair to a crisp in my youth. No, he made me so much cuter. I'm very grateful for his Vital hair straighteners. But yeah, so I just, but for her brother, it's just like, yeah, he might have had a very different experience because he was treated differently than somebody else. So that's all. Then Eden Sassoon tells us how her ex-husband cheated, which I found that shocking. I found it shocking because I thought men never cheated. I thought men never cheated. I thought nobody in this world cheated. What is cheating? Never heard of such a thing. Okay, so then Eden Sassoon lets us know that she's evolved since her younger years. She's a hippie at heart. And before, like I said, people were always on her and like she always had to care about her external experience. I guess your body is kind of your external experience, but I meant your external appearance. Yeah, let's go with that one. And so now she just wants to like be makeup free and bra free. And I'm totally speaking for myself, but oh my God, I just love not wearing a bra. Even on vacation this time, my young niece, she was like, why do boys wear those bathing suits and girls have to wear these? And I was like, that is such an amazing question. I too wish that my nipples could feel the nice turquoise Aruban waters. However, I'm stuck wearing fucking pads stuck into all these wired bars. No wire hangers, mommy dearest. It gets me so annoyed. And the reason that we girls can't do it, the reason that girls can't let their nipples feel the delicious sea salted air, water, both the air and the water, nothing can touch our nipples except oppressive, gross cloth over them, is because of men. Because of men. Because they, some of them just can't handle it. And they might, I don't know, tackle you to the ground and fuck you on the spot in front of everybody on the beach. Like, what the fuck is the deal? If you actually go down to the nitty ass gritty, nag that shit. I want to nag all the men until we can finally fucking figure out a solution for women to be able to have the same goddamn experience. Because I also agree that it would be shocking to the eye to at first see all of these women free nippy whippy, free instead of nilly willy. We're all nippy whippy out there. But in the end, it's just fair. Fair is fair. And enough shit isn't fair in this world. So we should be able to feel the beautiful ocean sea salt water cascade across our nipples, just like men do. Again, if this vacation has proved anything, it is that so many men have bigger boobs than I do. And they're saggier than mine. Their nipples are bigger than mine. And I don't sit there and be like, oh, I just can't wait to fuck them. Like, no. I can keep it in my goddamn motherfucking pants. And if guys can't, then we can send them away. Send them away now. Give them away now. Like, fuck that shit. That's not what I told my niece. We told her a much more simple answer. I don't swear around my family. Why do you think I need a goddamn motherfucking podcast to be able to speak how I actually fucking want to? Okay, yeah. So then Kelly Wagner was saying how her mom offered her and her siblings money to lose weight. Honestly, it might have been Eden saying this. I don't really know, you guys. It's not like their voices were completely the same. They weren't voice doppelgangers, but they weren't not. You know, they weren't not. They were more similar in voice tone than not. And since they're both newish on the show, like I can't keep track. If I'm not watching a video, I don't know who the fuck is talking. Yeah, so I think it was Kelly who her mom offered them money, but Eden actually ended up going to fat camp at 12. Oh my God. Me and my friend tried to go to fat camp at 12. I think I told this, and our parents wouldn't let us. They were the opposite of Eden's parents. They were like, you guys wouldn't even get accepted. Like, you don't qualify for that camp. And we're like, 17 Magazine and Teen Cosmo, they say otherwise. All Hollywood says otherwise, mom and dad gotta ruin all our goddamn fun, not let us go to fucking fat camp. How dare you? How rude. But we also, when Eden was saying how she's a hippie at heart now, I was like, oh, it's just like Raquel Leviss's dog. James Kennedy's dog, Graham, really hippie at heart. He was... Because they changed the dog's name to Hippie, and it's just hippie at heart. Okay, So speaking of Vanderpump Rules, actually, Kristen Doty, I read an article about how she was getting air sculpt done because diet and exercise isn't working. That was in the title, like diet and exercise not working for Kristen Doty. And I was like, that's false. That's false. And I don't want people to like think that's true. If you're saying that you're actually genuinely eating a really clean diet and you're exercising in a bad, you don't have to exercise that much to be healthy, and you don't have to eat crazy to, you know, like I don't believe that she actually tried real diet and exercise. So I feel like it just gives people an excuse, and that's fine, but just don't say, oh, I did air sculpt because diet and exercise isn't working. Like, when does diet and exercise not work? It's not like a fake formula. If you don't fucking eat that much and you work out, you're gonna lose weight. It just is what it is. So just say you wanted the goddamn motherfucking air sculpt. Okay. So then Eden was also saying how she would have done a lot of things differently in her youth or just growing up, I guess, like she got a lot of money for being that whole trust fund, rich kids, Beverly Hills thing. But she was like, ugh, I can't even talk about all the things I would do differently and all the mistakes I made because there's just no point. There's no point. And I was like, well, there kind of is, because the more other people share their stories and their experiences, the more others can learn from it. And they can be like, oh, I remember Eden. She's like, somebody gets a windfall and they're like, I don't know how to fucking handle this. And they're like, oh, I remember Eden Sassoon sharing that she didn't know either. And she made these mistakes. So now I know not to make those mistakes, you know? So I'm just saying, Eden, don't discredit the value of your own story. You know, just we like hearing lessons, because it helps teach us. That's why I have such a fucking thing about marriage at this stage of my life, because I'm like, I've never seen a marriage, whether it's played out in real life or on TV, they blow up all the time. They just blow, and people are like, even Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami, she, Todd, that was her forever after. I'm so in love with him. That's my partner, whatever. 4 years later, boom, divorced. All right. What happened to your, that was your person, my person. Great. Now your person's fucking a new person. So that's where we're at with that. So then on the episode of JLL, we talk more about inheritance money and how Jeff's dad already told him that he's not getting any because he doesn't want to kill their ambition. He doesn't want to kill Jeff, Todd, or the other one. I forget the third brother's name. And, but then Jeff's dad was recently saying that he was actually changing his mind and thinking about doing a little something for him. And Jeff was like, don't, we don't fucking need it. More like he doesn't need it and he doesn't want his brothers to get lazy. So he was like, we don't need it, but just like do it for the grandkids, right? I think that's fine, because then they can use it for college or a down payment on their first house or something. And I'm like, what? So how... Jeff Lewis has already proved himself at this point, now in his 50s, to be ambitious and to have worked so hard and all of that. So for him to say that if his dad gave him money, now he could potentially become lazy. Okay. Oh, great. You're at the age of retirement already. So like, great, good, fine. You should become lazy. I don't get why giving it to your grandkid, say now you get Monroe a house. Now she hasn't worked for anything. And now she has a house in her early 30s, late 20s. How is that not setting her up to not have the ambition, you know? Like, why not give it to the son who's already proved it instead of the granddaughter who would then rest on her laurels and rest on her trust fund? And if you already have a house, what the fuck much else do you need to work for? Groceries? Goddamn, like a roof over your head is the most important thing. So I don't know. It's just an interesting concept of why, dad, save your money. Don't give it to me in my late 50s. I'm so sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean late. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm in my late 50s too. No, I'm not. I'm not. Okay, let's just move on to the Wednesday episode. We had Fortune Feimster, the motherfucking Weimster. Get down on your knees, sir. Pull out all your beavers. Ew, kidding, joking. We love you, Jax. Okay, and Zach Noe Towers. Jax Noe Towers. So we learned that Fortune's go-to karaoke song is Goodbye, Earl. You guys, as if I couldn't fucking love Miss Fortune Feimster anymore. If you've never heard, if you never heard, I feel like I just turned squish, turned into Shrek. If you've never heard Goodbye, Earl by the Dixie Chicks, you are missing. First of all, the Dixie Chicks, I think they're just the Chicks now. They lost their Dixie because of 2020 stuff. But it's more a fair for all to be called the Chicks. Anyways, Goodbye, Earl. We're the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. I hope that Fortune used an accent when she sang it, though. Oh, it's so good. I just wanted to note that because I'm going to be a copycat. Meow. Meow. Because that is now going to forever be my karaoke song. It's just so pretty. It gets the people. Even if you've never heard it, you can still know the lyrics by like step one, you know, like before, just like Taylor Swift. You can already guess just by the name of the song what it's going to be about. Okay, so Zach Noe Towers is in a pudding of the month club. Pudding. I would want to be in a puffing of the month club, and they send you like a new strain of weed all the time. Thank you. But so Zach's been handing out pudding left and right. Here you go, pudding. Here's a little bit of pudding. And it made me realize, because Jeff got some and he loved it and was raving about it, whatever. So SOS, Splash SS, maybe was like over a year ago, and my brain is so fucking annoying. You're like, yeah, we know by now. No, but it's like, I can't remember things like the periodic table or what order the planets go in. Like, if you ask, what's the closest to us? Uranus? I don't fucking know, bitch. No, but what I do remember is the most random ass shit. And what I remember from this time of year, last year in 2023, Jeff Lewis was raving about these goddamn motherfucking macaroons. These macaroons that he could only get around Easter. Because I think it was maybe from a Jewish bakery, and it was like Passover macaroons, or even if it wasn't, even if whatever, I know it was around Easter, and I know for a fact Easter was last month this year, and I know for a double fact that Jeff Lewis has not mentioned macaroons one goddamn time on JLL in 2024. So what the fuck happened? Did he forget about them? Did he forget to go to his favorite delicatessen and grab his favorite seasonal macaroons? Because I didn't. I'm here to remind you, baby. Or did he have a fight with them? Like, did they say, I don't know. So that would be my question of the week for Jeff Lewis. Okay, so then we find out that Fortune Feimster cries on planes. Jeff Lewis cries on planes. They say that movies hit differently 30,000 feet in the air, but I think that they just like attention and they're so sad that they got on the plane and barely anybody recognized them. So they just sit there softly sobbing, weeping softly to their small baby violins. No. Fortune, you would never give a shit if you got recognized or not, right? So, but Fortune was saying that she sobbed so hard, like snot out the nose kind of crying. And it just made me laugh because again, I was just on a plane literally 48 hours ago. And they have Peacock on this plane and they had like the first three episodes of all of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. And so I was watching, and like, you guys know that it's spring break season right now. All the fucking kids in the entire world. Oh my God, that's so rude of me. What I was about to say. Let me backtrack. All the extremely privileged, lucky ass kids of the world are on vacation right now. So it seems. And what a privilege it is. And so what annoys me is having to travel at the same time as all these kids. Whatever. My whole point is that on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, which is obviously what I chose to watch, they were playing this game where somebody brought blow up penises and, and then
then the other girls have to like toss a ring onto the penis that was strapped around one of the other housewives. And I was like, oh my God, there's totally like, there has to be rows and rows of kids behind me. Should I change it? Should I change? Like, I feel like I'm kind of watching porn right now. Like, there's literal penises not blurred out, just being flung around the screen, flung around my screen. And I was like, they gotta learn someday. They gotta, if today's the day, we're gonna have Anatomy 101 on JetBlue. So, blue balls. Oh my God, it's the perfect way. Jet Blue Balls. That was the name of the seminar. Oh my God. Okay, let's just move on to the Thursday episode. We had Connie Wilson and Todd Lewis. Lewis. Yeah, whatever, Jeff's brother. So Jeff reviews his first Chipotle indoor dining experience. And he threw in a comment about how it reminded him of Benihana's. And to think of Chipotle as the Mexican Benihana's, it was like some beautiful type of poetry to me. It was some beautiful fast food poetry to think of Chipotle as the Mexican Benihana. Oh, man. Benihana's and marijuana's. That's all I need. Okay. You're like, yeah, it sounds like you have a fucking smoker's cough right now. Again, that's called vacation sickness. That's just what happens when you have a good fucking time. It's a side effect of fun. You might come back a little hoarse. Okay, so then they talked about nicknames for things. Like instead of saying skinny now in LA, people say skinty. That's so skinty, hunty. And shrimp cocky instead of cocktail. I can't, God, we sound like babies. I think like the human language is evolving back into babies. Like I'm such a curmudgeon. I'm being a fuddy-duddy, aren't I? Well, I'm sorry, but I'm on Shakespeare's side on this one. Thou art shall speak better. Speak fucking better. I'll take a shrimp cocky. Ew, guys. I can't. When Marisol Patton, talk about Real Housewives of Miami, when she does that all the fucking time, me and my cocky, I'm like, can we come up with something else? It's just, again, I feel like we're teaching a baby the word cock, and it's like, you can say that on JetBlue Balls seminar, but when you're teaching the kids, you can say that's a nicer way. Yeah, but we're not, I don't like it. It's a shrimp cocktail to turn it into a shrimp cocky, but make it a skinty shrimp cocky, bitch. Like, why do I hate it? Okay, moving on to the Friday episode. We had Liz Rome and Doug Buden, bitch. Baby Buden, bitch. Fuck it, baby Buden, bitch. His friend Jeff is Tutan, bitch. Oh my God, wait, I totally understand Jeff's obsession with tanning. I think maybe I should speak for myself, but living in New England, I forget the joy of being tan until you finally get one ray of sunlight back into the skin cells and you're like, oh my God, I'm so much cuter now. So yeah, I get it. Also, the vacation was great. We don't have time to talk about it. It still shocks me to this day that Jameson, when he went on his trip, his first vacation ever with his own new boyfriend to go meet his in-laws, you would think there's endless fucking stories. Again, I have 17 million just from my first flight out. However, Jameson had none to share with us, and I have too fucking many, so both of us will share none instead. And none for Gretchen Wieners, except that I did fall off an e-bike. I had a really bad e-bike accident, like slamming into a cement pole and flying over it kind of thing. Yes, I have it on video. It was a disaster, and it hurts real fucking bad, but other than that, it was great. Thanks for asking. Okay, Friday's episode. Liz Rome and Doug Buden, bitch. So Doug had cooking kibitz last night with Willie Baldwin on. I was like, did I hear that wrong? Willie?
Is there another Baldwin brother that we didn't know about? Willie, good old Willie, silly Willie Baldwin over at Doug Buden's. But then Doug was also talking about how he has a plumbing issue and how Pete the plumber had to come. And I just, you guys know I love names and I just, I'm fascinated. Like Willie Baldwin and Pete the plumber. That was Doug's night last night. Oh, I had to deal with Willie Baldwin and Pete the plumber. I fucking love it. Pete the plumber sounds like a kid's TV show. He's best friends with Bob the Builder. I need to go to bed. Okay, so then speaking of asking Jameson things, Jeff asked Jameson, how was your date night the other night? And again, instead of sharing even just one observation, one detail, one anything, you know what Jameson says? You know what he fucking said? Maybe this is why he doesn't share. He's like, bitch, I try to say as little as possible so you don't fucking rip me to shreds just like Jeffrey and Lewis already does. No, I love you, Jameson. But Jameson, he ends up saying, he was like, it was good. It was great. We saw each other. We saw each other? How was your date night? It was good. We saw each other. I would hope you saw each other. Have you had a date night where you don't see him? What the fuck are you talking about? You go on two separate dates with two different people and then you're like, come back and talk, that's your date night? Like, what do you mean you saw each other? That is the one requirement of a date. That's the one requirement, is that you're together, or you're at least, even if you're doing it on video, a Zoom, you're still making eye contact. You see each other. What? I'm so confused about that. But I'm more confused why motherfucking Taylor Swift had to choose motherfucking Amy as a name to use in her goddamn fucking revenge song against Kim fucking Kardashian, another Armenian. So instead she picks this Armenian to go after. Fuck you, Taylor. Fuck you, Taylor. Fucking bitch. Use Kim's name next time. Keep my name out your goddamn mouth. Unless you're a Splash Assassin, and then please talk about me all you want. All right, I love you guys so much. We'll be back. Love you. Bye. Splash, splash, splash. Splash Assassin.